If you thought the Lakers were the biggest mess in the NBA, the Brooklyn Nets, I almost called them the New Jersey Nets, the Brooklyn Nets would like you to hold their beer because the Lakers look like a well-oiled machine next to the Brooklyn Nets. Our friend, Kanata Edwards, not a describe on Twitter from CBSSports.com. All right, I want you to follow me here. They can't trade Kyrie Irving. KD wants out. Kyrie opts back in. KD reluctantly stays. Ben Simmons still refuses to shoot. Kyrie might change his name to Ray. Or, I'm sorry, Re, sort of like Yay, if you understand that.
Oh, God.
and he is not, absolutely not, promoting an anti-Semitic book or film. And Steve Nash was fired yesterday. Did I miss anything in the last 4 months?
Well, did you, have we forgotten about the Ime Udoka stuff?
Oh, yes. That's right.
What? That they're about to hire him?
Look, if you were trying to calm the seas, this is probably not the way to do it.
Adam, this is my problem. Joseph Tsai is making James Dolan look normal. Do you have any idea how hard that is to do?
Yeah, well, James is probably playing music. So.
Yeah, but still, like, James Dolan out there has been out here blocking media from going to media events for the entire summer. And Joseph Tsai is probably going to have to introduce Ime Udoka in the next 72 hours. And he may take that playbook of, yo, you know what? We're going to introduce Ime. We're just not going to have him talk to the media.
A coach that does not.
This is where we are.
I don't. I just don't understand.
This is where we are.
Yeah. How far back do we trace the dysfunction of the Brooklyn Nets? Do we trace it all the way back to Kyrie and KD?
Byron Kenny Atkins. Kenny Atkinson.
Okay. Well, it's
right there.
Didn't that all happen at the same time? Or were Kyrie and KD there for a year with Kenny Atkinson as the head coach?
That's what happened. He was there for a year. He was there for most of the year. They fired him in March, and then they went through the season. And remember, this was a situation, if I remember correctly, where we're talking about Kyrie Irving saying there's no real coach when Steve Nash was hired.
Right.
That anyone could be a coach on any different day. And mind you, current Hornets head coach Steve Clifford was an advisor on that team last year. So there was no real coach. You had, at any point, Ime Udoka was there for a couple of years. Mike D'Antoni was there for a couple of years. You had Amare Stoudemire coaching over there. It was just just musical chairs of coaching, and there was no function. And at some point, we have to blame the owner for this, right? We got to.
Always.
Because this is the kind of dysfunction that should not happen at any, this is Daniel Snyder level dysfunction at this point. They keep inviting more.
In their actual business, the truth is that in professional sports these days, the only sport that would be different really is the National Football League, which still has family ties in several ownership groups. But for the most part, in professional sports, all of the owners made all of their dollars doing other things, and they would never tolerate that. They wouldn't have been successful tolerating this type of dysfunction. So I don't understand how you can look down from the top of your organizational pyramid and not see it. You can smell it. And this is not a case where you can't let Kevin Durant tell you who the head coach is. But you have to have people in place that put the right coach. It doesn't have to be a great coach. It just has to be somebody who's not going to be a complete mess. How do you entrust Steve Nash, who'd never been a head coach, to this?
I have a better question for you.
Okay.
How do you entrust – how is Sean Marks still employed?
100%.
That's my question.
100%.
How is he still employed? Because he got to fire Kenny Atkinson and bring in Steve Nash at the behest of Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving. He got to fire Steve Nash. He got to fire Kenny Atkinson. He got to make all of these deals. And mind you, the Brooklyn Nets owe the next five drafts to the Houston Rockets for the James Harden trade, by the way. So that's the other reason they can't tank. Like, so there's a lot of this to where if you're Sean Marks, the fact that your key card still works and probably will continue to work up until probably the end of the year is a blessing.
Yeah, but if you're Sean Marks, wouldn't you like to get away from this as fast as possible?
You're not getting another job after this anyway. You're not.
Still, like, I'd still want to be away from it. I'm going to get paid either way.
Yeah, but it's the last time you'll be in the NBA. Guys like Sean Marks will probably enjoy being somebody because at this point, the only thing you might trust him with is being a scout next year. Like, that's it.
Be the best scout you can be. Sean Marks. All right, so I don't understand Ime Udoka. I know he's a good coach. He did a wonderful job last year. I just don't know how Brooklyn can bring in a guy who was unceremoniously kicked to the curb at his own doing. So let me just ask you. Let me just ask you about Kyrie. If you're the Nets, is your first move to cleaning up your own franchise simply getting rid of him?
I would have waived him first thing Monday morning. I don't think he needs to be there. If you are currently having discussions with the Anti-Defamation League, yep, and everybody from Sean Marks to Joseph Tsai to Kyrie's father to Kyrie's aunt, who are both his agents last I checked, and then on top of that, like, everybody's had a meeting with the Anti-Defamation League except for Kyrie.
Yeah.
If he is going to be that way and you have to coddle him as to where Sean Marks said, we're not putting him out in front of the media because, hey, we don't want him ruffling more feathers. He's got to go. Yeah. There's like, this is not a, oh, this will blow over. No, this is not. You're talking about the second largest concentration of Jewish American people in the neighborhood that the Barclays, yep, Center sits. They're not going to forget this, nor should they.
Yeah, I grew up
feelings have been hurt.
I grew up basically in that area, and the percentage of Jewish people, the percentage of Orthodox Jews in that area is unprecedented around the United States. And the thing is, it's going to hurt their business. It's simply going to hurt that team's business in New York City if they don't really make a statement about Kyrie Irving. I think Kyrie might have made a statement about Kyrie Irving during the game last night. He was essentially...
Oh, yeah, that was obvious. His head was not there.
Completely absent.
He loves Kobe. He gave a perfect tribute to that Game 7 with that Kobe Game 7 where Kobe refused to shoot in the elimination game against the Phoenix Suns. I remember that game very, very well. Kyrie did the perfect imitation where he just didn't want to be there. And then he gets his skate away. Don't do any media, anything like that. Meanwhile, at the same point, we're probably looking at a spot where there will be protests outside of Barclays. Mm-hmm. This is only going to get louder. And you need to get rid of this person as soon as possible for some kind of functional normalcy. Now, granted, this is the Brooklyn Nets, and there hasn't been normalcy for at least 3 years now.
I'm curious what – I know Kevin Durant's part of the problem too, but they kind of have to trade him. It would be best for Kevin Durant to be traded, and I'm not even sure the Nets should be that concerned with the return. I mean, the return is important, but they could have moved him in the offseason, and they were asking for the moon, which I understand. But I think for they just have to tear it down and deal with it.
It's easy to say tear it down and deal with it, but if you give up, like, remember, this is the same franchise that gave the Boston Celtics basically the two pieces to their title in Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum. Do you really want to do that for Houston as well? Because if you're known for being the franchise, right, that built two title teams, like, that'll be on Joseph Tsai. Like,
right,
at this point, you can't, like, when you owe the next five drafts, this is what comes with it. Like, you have to get a superior package for this. And unfortunately, due to pick swaps and the James Harden trade, where you got 30 cents on the dollar in the return from Philly, like, what do you do?
I could just build around Ben Simmons.
You have to keep him.
Just build around Ben Simmons. Here's the thing. Before they got KD and Kyrie Irving, they were like this scrappy, hardworking team that surprised everybody, and then they went the other way. By the way, why does the NBA Players Association have to condemn anti-Semitism? We don't need to do this. I think this is sort of one of those things that, yeah, we kind of all agree that's not a good thing.
You have to when the league office is in New York City. Like, especially the Players Association office is also in New York City. You kind of have to do that. And unfortunately, you have to put the statement out, but you can't say that one of your VPs was involved. Like, you could have put Kyrie's name out there.
That's right. I forgot that Kyrie was part of leadership there. That was... When he went Flat Earth Society, even though I have always thought it was a goof, when he did that, you probably shouldn't have included him in the board. Let me ask you one quick actual basketball thing, Kanata Edwards, at Not of the Scribe on Twitter. Are you concerned at all that both the Warriors and the Heat are 3-5?
Much less the Warriors than I am the Heat. The Heat are a very old team that is relying on old Kyle Lowry, getting old fast, Jimmy Butler, and then Bam Adebayo, who's good but is limited in what he can do. Tyler Hero, you just committed $140 million, and we're not sure that man can play me or you on defense. I'm much more worried about the Heat. When it comes to the Warriors, they're still a pick. Like, if they feel like they can't get enough out of Kuminga, they can trade him for a young vet on a decent contract. If they're feeling like they can't get enough out of Wiseman, they can deal him because he's shown enough to where he's going to be worth the investment. I'm not worried about them because they still have a couple of moves and they still have flexibility. I'm not sure where the flexibility for the Miami Heat comes from because there's not much tradable on that roster outside of Bam Adebayo. And if you trade him, what are you really doing?
That is true. On the flip side of that is Portland's 5-1. The Jazz are 6-2. I thought the Jazz were tanking. And San Antonio is 5-2. Excuse me?
We forgot that these teams have pride. And we also, like, I think what went also unnoticed is, remember, Adam Silver told those folks in Phoenix, yeah, I've talked to everybody. I've talked to all these teams. And, like, there will be no shenanigans. Talk to me about specifically Utah and San Antonio after New Year's Day, right?
Right.
I feel kind of like we have to make a good showing of this just in case the frozen envelope is actually a thing this year. Like, I get it. I get it. We have to make sure that there is no gambling in this establishment. We have to keep this above board for as long as we can. And then the shenanigans will start as soon as the ball drops for New Year's Day.
Kanata Edwards, my friend, man. I appreciate your time, dude. We'll talk to you later. The Nets are just... My kid became a Nets fan, and he just doesn't even want to talk about it.
You did what?
He can do
Adam,
what he
I'm
wants.
Sorry. You allowed
Look, I grew up a Knicks fan. I still can't believe that... and I was not really into it at the time. I can't believe, especially having watched the first 3 weeks of the season, that they turned down Donovan Mitchell because they didn't want to give up RJ Barrett. No offense to RJ Barrett, but that was dumb.
I get it. I get it.
Nah, dumb.
But now, just like, at least the Knicks have hope. What do you have with the Knicks right now?
Yeah, the Knicks have hope. Not even sure. I think the Knicks can. Knicks have play-in tournament hope. I think.
But they're scrappy and at least charismatic. We don't automatically hate them. We kind of, like, yeah, unfortunately, like that's the thing with the Nets. You see them, and you're just
they're hated.
Go away.
Yeah, we hate the Nets. We hate the Nets.
Yes.
I don't. Absolutely. I think we hate the Knicks, too. Kanata Edwards, my friend. I'll talk to you later.
Talk to you soon, man.
You got it.
If you love to travel, you love cool experiences, you are going to love Viator. Viator is the world's leading travel experience marketplace. And for me, Sun Valley skiing is huge on my bucket list. So I just opened the Viator app, searched Sun Valley, and boom, custom ski and boot fittings and tickets delivered right to our condo. Pretty unbelievable. Just download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking. One app, over 300,000 experiences you'll remember. Do more with Viator.